And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 14th of March, 2009. It's the birthday of Albert Einstein, born in Ulm, Germany, 1879, taught at home for a while. When he finally went to school, his teachers thought he was developmentally disabled. In high school, one of his teachers tried to expel him because all the boy did in class was sit in the back of the room and smile. Finally dropped out at the age of 16. Barely made it through college, couldn't get a job in any field of science. Finally found a job at the Swiss Patent Office, evaluating patent applications. But in the evenings, after he got home, he worked on his own ideas about physics. And in 1905, he published four papers which revolutionized the field of physics and introduced, among other things, the special theory of relativity and his famous equation E equals mc squared. It's the birthday of the photographer Diane Arbus, born Diane Nemiroff in New York City, 1923, who took portraits of giants and dwarves, twins, triplets, carnival performers, transvestites, and sometimes ordinary people with simply troubling expressions or postures. Diane Arbus, who said, "I work from awkwardness. By that I mean if I stand in front of something, instead of arranging it, I arrange myself." She committed suicide in 1971 at the age of 48. And it's the birthday of the woman who opened Shakespeare and Company bookstore in Paris, Sylvia Beach, born Baltimore, 1887. Moved to Paris, and there she met a woman named Adrienne Monnier, one of the first women in France to open her own bookstore, a bookstore called La Maison des Amis des Livres, which translates as the House of Friends of Books, and which promoted new modernist writers. Sylvia Beach was so inspired by that that in 1919, opened her own bookstore, Shakespeare and Company, English language books on the left bank of Paris. One year after she opened the store, she met James Joyce just as he was finishing Ulysses, which he could not get published, and so Sylvia Beach published it herself on his birthday, February 2nd, 1922. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Hamby entitled Ode to the Potato. "They eat a lot of French fries here," my mother announces after a week in Paris. And she's right, not only about les pommes frites, but the celestial tuber in all its forms, rôti, purée, not to mention au gratin, or boiled and oiled in la salade niçoise. Batata edulis, discovered by gold-mad conquistadors in the West Indies, and only 100 years later, in The Merry Wives of Windsor, Falstaff cries, "Let the sky rain potatoes, for what would we be without you, lost in a sea of fried turnips, mashed beets, roasted parsnips, mi corazón, mon cœur, my core is not the heart, but the stomach, tuber of the body, its hollow stem, the throat and esophagus, leafing out to the nose and eyes and mouth. Hail the conquering spud, all its names, marvelous, solanum tuberosum, igname, carib, Russian banana, Yukon gold. When you turned black, Ireland mourned. Oh, Mr. Potato Head, how many deals can a man make before he stops being small potatoes? How many men can a woman drop like a hot potato? Eat it cooked, or raw like an apple, with salt of the earth, apple of the earth, pomme de terre, tuber, tuber, burning bright, in a kingdom without light, deep within the earth, where the Incan potato gods rule, forging their golden orbs for the world's ravening gorge." Ode to the Potato by Barbara Hamby, from her collection Babel, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.